Well, look who's back on Spotify. That's right. Neil Young, when he was shaking his shriveled Canadian fists at Spotify via a now deleted open letter to his manager and record label demanding that they remove his work from their platform because of Joe Rogan. And misinformation, quote unquote. And then it spiraled out of control. You had like rando people who had never heard of say, well, I'm standing with Neil Young and I'm pulling my music from Spotify. But it's like, well, who the hell are you? Who are you? I had that one song in 1996. Yeah, nobody cares. Get out of here. And then it just continued to snowball, and everybody was like, oh, we must defend Joe Rogan because this is the free speech issue of our time. And conservatives, absolutely. Now, there is CMR. I don't know if the sideburns are back yet. I think they have to negotiate those. But he said that letter, I am doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines and causing death and blah, 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 blah. Then he said... I want to let you know, Spotify, that I want all of my music pulled from your platform. You can have Rogan or me, but not both. Well, I guess you can have both. Because even though Jody Mitchell, remember, I'm going to pull my music too. Okay. Oh, look at that. Jody Mitchell, you're back on Spotify too. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of funny. So it's very funny that this author, Athena Thorne, was able to pull up both Jody Mitchell and Neil Young, and they were both on Spotify. So it's very interesting that the man who started this entire, I wish Georgia Florida Line or whatever the hell that band's name is would never exist ever again. But I don't even care about the fact that he's on or not on or whatever. Just understand. Because we've lost ourselves in the plot of what? Now we're talking about Joe Rogan with the N-word and all this other guy. He was the guy that started it. He was the beginning. He was the flashpoint. Now, he has no problem with it. He's back on the platform. Well, I mean, Warner Music licenses his music. I think he still owns it. There's a lot of artists that don't own their music, like Barry Manilow doesn't own his, Beatles, Michael Jackson, a bunch of them don't own. Some of them do. Some of them actually do. But it's touch and go. Neil doesn't? Justin, he doesn't own his music? Is that what you're telling me?
He does not own his music. His label owns his music.
So you're telling me Warner Music owns it?
Yeah,
because that's his. Okay,
just like Taylor Swift doesn't own her first album. That's why she's re-recording it so she can have the rights to her music.
She's re-releasing them. So okay, well, I guess that's part of the letter when he said, "I demand that they pull my music." Okay, so I get it. He wants his music off. So the guy who, but all right, whether he owns it or not, you guys are missing. We're taking the wrong off ramp. Let's get back on the highway. The reason or not. He was the one that started the flashpoint. He was the one who directed the conversation towards Joe Rogan away from everything else. Because what is the dominant cultural battle right now? It's Joe Rogan. What are we fighting about? Conservatives are defending Joe Rogan and liberals are saying Joe Rogan is so bad and blah, 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 blah. And now he's back on. And you could say, well, maybe Warner Music sat Neil Young down and said, listen, this isn't the 70s anymore. Can you please just shut up and, you know, go grow some, I don't know, do whatever old people do. And then they just re-release the music on there. Maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe it is. Or maybe now that the focus has been moved enough to get us all riled up and all fired up over Joe Rogan, now that the right has been put in a position to be the defender of Joe, and they've put all their chips on Joe. Oh, Joe Rogan's this. He's the new Rush Limbaugh. It's the free speech agent, right? The left has systematically and slowly pushed the right into a position where they are all in. What do you think that leads to next? What do you think that leads to next? I would say, as I've been saying from the beginning, that you can expect Rogan within the next month to completely backtrack on his stuff. He's already apologized. He's already put warning labels on his music, on his shows and all this other stuff. I would not be shocked within the next 3 weeks if Rogan came out and completely decimated the right. Because it's the perfect setup. And that's the point, right? It's not about Neil Young. Technically, Neil Young is 20% of that. You guys are probably all correct on that. I also have to tell you, I honestly don't care, because that's not my point. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that now the situation has been set up. Now that the right has been, much like cattle, directed where to go and what to say and what to do. What are they going to do when Rogan backs himself or takes himself out and he goes back and sides with leftists? The right is going to get absolutely, they're going to get their teeth kicked in again. Because what did they not do? They tried to talk about freedom of speech being a central human right and blah, 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 blah. But they sided with a guy who doesn't believe what they believe. Once again, the right goes all over the place trying to appease others instead of sticking to their own guns.